With the February 9th snowfall having broken the one-day snowfall record that was set in 1918 for the state of Arkansas, another record was set to be broken as well, the number of school snow days. Since early February, school districts in Northwest Arkansas have been working hard to figure out the best way possible to make up for the missed days. Phyllis Stewart is liaison to the Commissioner of Education for the state of Arkansas, as well as the State Board of Education. She says the Arkansas Department of Education recognized the need to address the issue and sent out a set of guidelines regarding inclement weather for the state school districts.
We sent out to the superintendents of the districts the guidance on waiver requests for inclement weather. By law, schools are required to have a minimum of 178 days of student-teacher interaction time. So a district has to meet that requirement or petition the state board for a waiver of that 178-day requirement.
Phyllis says one of the suggestions the document made was holding classes on holidays and counting those toward the 178 days requirement.
There is an exception to some of those holidays, Memorial Day being one of which, that you have to have approval from the state board for doing that. Or a district may choose to attend school on Saturday and count those toward that 178 day requirement. Also, districts are encouraged to use any other days they have built into the calendar. By law, they have to have 5 days built into the calendar for inclement weather. They would need to use those. And they also have their spring break. Usually those are 5 days. And any other day that they have scheduled in the year that they could use, such as a professional development day.
Some school districts in Northwest Arkansas have already incorporated some of the document's suggestions in their revised calendars. Mr. Wayne Carr is the superintendent of the Eureka Springs School District. The district has missed 11 days because of snow and is now looking at adding all of those extra days at the end of the school year.
We did talk about some Saturdays and also some extended days. But at this time, we decided not to do that. We decided just to go ahead and add on to the end of the school year. Now, if we get more snow days, you know, we may have to look at some other options there. Again, the Saturdays or the extended days or maybe even spring break. But hopefully we don't have any more snow days and we can go ahead and take our spring break and everything will be okay.
Wayne says the makeup days will remain the same for elementary, middle, and high schools in Eureka Springs since most students are bused. The main concern for many school districts remains the benchmark exams that are scheduled for April 11th through 15th. School districts are trying to get in as many days possible before the testing begins. Mr. Alan Williams is the Prairie Grove School District Superintendent. The district lost 10.5 student days and a parent-teacher conference day due to snow. He says selecting one of several options for making up for snow days was a democratic process for his school district.
Well, we had a couple proposals that were given, you try to look at getting as many days as you can in before the state testing, but you also have to look at how many folks had plans that would be hard to change and would have to miss even if you did makeups during spring break or after school. We actually had two proposals that were brought forward. One was to use 3 days of spring break and one was to put all the days after school and we allowed our employees to vote on those and they selected to add the days after school.
Schools in Fayetteville missed 10 days that wreaked havoc in the academic calendar. The district calendar included 5 makeup days mandated by the Department of Education. According to Alan Wilborn, Public Information Officer for the Fayetteville School District, the calendar also counted February 21st and April 29th as 2 potential makeup days if needed.
We've got the calendar is available now on our website, and we're also sending a letter home to all of our parents to let them know with the changes that have been made February 21st, this was the first of the makeup days. It was scheduled to be a holiday since it was President's Day, but we reclaimed that day, so there was one of the days. We will also go to school on only one Saturday. On Saturday, March 5th, will be a regular school day for the school district instead of, obviously, a Saturday holiday. The reason that particular Saturday was chosen, it was there were problems with most of the rest of them. The 19th and the 26th, you really can't use since they book in spring break and people are coming in and out of town. The 12th, we run into the state basketball tournament and some of those things. There's a number of events that particular weekend, and we were trying to recapture one of the school days prior to the benchmark testing that occurs the first week of April, since the kids have missed so much classroom time. So that one Saturday, March 5th, is the only Saturday that we've added to the calendar.
The Fayetteville Public School District also reclaimed the parent-teacher conference days, March 11th for secondary schools and April 1st for elementary schools, to be used as regular school days. An extra makeup day was added at the end of the year. According to Alan Wilborn, measures taken to make up for the lost time were different for schools such as Aspel and Happy Hollow Elementary Schools that operate on a continuous learning calendar.
They take weeks off during the year, and they start earlier and go later. It's still the same 178 days. They're just arranged differently. And as the calendar fell, they were scheduled to have that last week, the 14th through the 18th, was supposed to be one of their intercession weeks where they were not in session. They polled their parents and decided, as both schools decided after talking with their staffs, to go ahead and go to school last week, the week of the 14th through the 18th. And so they were able to account for 5 of their 10 snow days last week.
School districts can also request the State Board of Education to waive the required 178 days of instruction. But historically, such a waiver has been granted only when districts have used up all other options, such as Saturday school, spring break, etc. A regular monthly meeting of the State Board of Education will consider such requests on March 14th. A House bill was approved as recently as the 18th of this month, allowing flexibility in school start dates. School districts can now choose to begin classes on any day starting August 14th through August 26th. This, along with other measures, will allow preparation for any unexpected holidays in the coming school years. Again, Alan Williams, Superintendent of Prairie Grove School District.
The legislature has voted a change in the law on start dates of school, which next year is going to allow us to start a few days earlier, so we probably will take advantage of that. We haven't set next year's calendar, but I think we'll certainly look at that. The other thing would be maybe to designate beyond the 5 days that the state requires, that if we miss more than that, go ahead and designate when those makeup dates would be, where people would kind of know in advance where that there's a chance you miss days, that here's where the makeup time would be. But we really haven't put any of those into place yet, as we'll start developing our calendar here in the next month or so and have one ready in April or May for next year.
Also, a Senate bill proposing a 200-day school year for Arkansas public school districts will be presented to the Senate Education Committee on Wednesday for consideration. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.